It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober today, still at work.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Justin, men's room poll. You're going to eat one only for a month. Are you taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Since I actually get it on a regular basis, I'm going to go with tofu.
Okay.
You did it on a regular basis, or you still do?
Oh, whenever I go to, like, either, like, Vietnamese, Thai, or, like, basically any Asian, I grab tofu, all the time, like, tofu banh mi's, tofu curry, yeah.
You ever had what they call stinky tofu?
That's a sales pitch.
The fermented stuff? Not really.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
Some people are really into that.
I mean, he's got a point. Sometimes when the lady and I will get teriyaki, she'll just get the tofu teriyaki, which is a deep-fried teriyaki or deep-fried tofu and teriyaki sauce. It's bomb.
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
I've taken a bite of it. I mean, it's not the worst. I just wish it was chicken.
And I will still say to this day, Chipotle's Sofritas, which has got the tofu in it, it's the vegan option for their protein.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
You are a tofu apologist.
I am. I've come around.
Basically, it just like takes on all the good flavors around it. So if you have an awesome sauce, it's just going to be a great body for it to be served with.
It's just a soy sponge, so it's just going to soak up everything
sponge,
you put in.
Maybe they should call it that. All right, here's your question. In the video game Darksiders, which of the four horsemen of the apocalypse do you play? I figure you got a 1 in 4 chance.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm trying to remember playing that game. It's been a long time. That was like 360 era. Oh, let's see.
I mean, my guess is the cool one.
Okay.
I was wrong.
One and done. But hang on, before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question here. True or false? Vanilla Ice was the first white artist with a rap song on the Billboard R&B chart.
False.
Okay, hold on. Let me guess.
You have absolutely no chance. But take any guess you want. Wrong.
I know it.
I'll say Marky Mark.
Wrong.
No, it's a white chick.
Wrong.
No, it's not.
It is not. I'm telling you, you got no shot at this. Believe it or not, the first white artist with a rap song on the Billboard R&B chart Mel Brooks, back in 1982, a song called It's Good to Be King. It was from a movie of his. They put it out as a single, and the thing shot up the charts.
All right.
Mel Brooks. I was like, look, you don't know the answer to this.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Krista. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Krista, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Krista, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Krista, our men's room poll, eat one only for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Top ramen.
Top ramen.
No hesitation at all.
I think that would be the one I would do.
Man, look, after all this soup talk, originally I was thinking top ramen. Then Ted brings up the chunky soup. And then Mike and Ted start Googling all the different flavors. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, man, I'm going soup.
Yeah. Just the variety you'll have.
Yeah, for sure.
For 30 days.
Top ramen has a bunch of variety too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But they all taste like salt. The shrimp tastes like salt.
The soup tastes like salt.
The Asian flavor tastes like salt.
All tastes like salt.
All right.
I guess that's true.
All right, so we just asked the question, in the video game Darksiders, which of the four horsemen of the apocalypse do you play? The answer was war. So your question is, who are the four horsemen of the apocalypse? And the cool names, not like Eddie, George, Larry.
I honestly have no idea. I've never even heard of that game.
Well, in this case, just the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is a big mythical round the world kind of thing.
Okay. What was the question again?
Who are the four horsemen of the apocalypse? War is one of them.
How about, I have no, I'm going to call him Fred.
those are what, that's what their mom named them. However, we know them better as war, famine, death, and conquest.
Wow.
Friendly bunch.
Don't know if I've ever heard of that.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Really?
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Ted,
of course, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like it's referenced a lot.
It is. I mean, it's like you get cool artwork with it. I mean, it's just the four freaking horses. Really?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Right. It's going to lead to the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good when you see them.
Yeah, right. Is that a religious thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one. Second coming of Jesus.
Yeah. All right, your question. On what street does the Muffin Man live? I have physically been on the street.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. The Muffin Man?
The
Muffin Man. I have no idea.
He's telling you the answer.
Giving you the answer.
Drury Lane.
Drury
Lane?
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
That man knows his Muffin Man.
Yes, exactly.
I know I've said this before, but
I got this man Muffin Man.
Got lost in London, whatever, just windy streets. His ass is old English dude. I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to get back to whatever the hotel was. How do I get back there? And the first thing he says is, well, right now, you're on Drury Lane. And before he could even finish, I'm like, let the mother effing Muffin Man. And I did not mean to blurt that out. I did not know the Drury Lane was a real thing. So there's this awkward pause. And he just looks at me and he goes, yes, like the Muffin Man. It's like, my bad, dude.
Thank you, sir.
I know how that sounded.
Hey, you're the people with the nursery rhyme. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I did not know the Drury Lane was a real place. I did not see the sign. So when he said, you're currently on Drury Lane, I'm like, I will be damned.
I didn't know it was a nursery rhyme. I only know it from Shrek.
Oh, the Muffin Man?
Yeah. Yeah, when the little gingerbread cookie's getting tortured.
Yeah.
The gingerbread man.
Hello, Georgie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Georgie, sober, not sober.
You okay?
Yeah.
Sober.
All right.
Sober it is.
Okay. All right, our men's room poll, eat one only for a month. Are you taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Ramen all the way. I mean, as long as I can put like some shredded cheddar cheese in there and some tapatio, that's what's up.
Shredded cheese and top ramen. I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
And tapatio.
And tapatio. Okay.
Yeah, don't forget the tapatio, dude.
Now, come on, Miles. What are you, savage?
And then, real, I thought the fourth horseman, I only know this from Marvel. Wasn't it called Pestilence? Is that the same thing as...
That's what I've always heard, too.
Yeah, it's interchangeable, right? So, yeah, but he's... Okay. Right. So, and other people texted it. What about Pestilence? Like, well, I don't know. Do you want to go by Ed or Eddie, man? What do you want me to do? All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like Conquest is just easier for people to understand.
I think that's part of it. You say Pestilence. Pestilence. Like, it's bugs. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Pantothenic acid is better known as vitamin B2, B3, B5, or B12?
There isn't a B in the word pentothelic.
B3.
I'll say 12. You idiot. It's B5, obviously.
B5.
So, just so you know, B2 is riboflavin.
B3 is niacin, and B12 is cyanocobalt. Something doesn't matter.
And B5 is a kindergartner.
Mm-hmm. And B4, it already happened. All right, your question. Where in the human body would you find potassium chloride, sodium chloride, and hydrochloric acid?
Golly, in your saliva?
Hopefully
not a bad guess.
In your stomach. That's all the stuff that breaks down all the crap when you eat.
Yeah.
It's terrifying that your stomach has hydrochloric acid in it.
Do you know the only reason why your stomach doesn't eat itself because of that acid?
All the mucus lining on the inside?
Yeah, literally the snot coming out of your nose is lining your stomach.
Oh, wow.
Right on. Thanks.
So here's the thing. If someone threatens you with a hydrochloric acid attack, just cover yourself with blow snot your and be like, bring it on.
You bet. Yeah. You're good to go.
We're here to help everyone. All right. Your question, what is the longest snake in the world? And I know every guy just pointed at his groin.
Yeah.
A python.
Oh.
Is it? The reticulated python in particular, yeah.
I would have thought anaconda.
That's me too.
I think that's the second longest. It was the python, anaconda, and there's one other one up there that they're all just super long. I think the difference is anacondas, their diameter is so large. You just perceive them as being much longer than they are because they're freaking huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you think they eat people. No, like a python will wrap around you.
The anacondas eat buns.
Oh, that's right.
Big Dummy!
Thanks, Mitch.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Stacy, sober or not sober?
Really not sober.
What are you doing, Stacy?
I'm shopping and drinking tequila.
You're shopping? All right. What are you shopping
for? That's
a
winning combination right there.
Are you online shopping?
No, I went to the mall.
Okay. All right, Stacy. Eat one for only a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Top ramen.
Top ramen. I have to ask you a serious question. Anytime I go drinking and then end up someplace like in a store or mall, I gotta pee real bad, man. Is there a bathroom in the mall?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
You might have to walk far, but yes,
that's why I hate stopping by the grocery store after that, because I'm just like, oh, no.
Well, the grocery store is different, but all malls have bathrooms.
Okay.
What are you tequila drunk shopping for? Like, what stores are we hitting in there?
I'm at Nordstrom currently, trying some pants on.
That's where the tequila came from.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you, like, drinking in the dressing room?
I wish. That's a good idea.
No, I
drank before I would...
I'm glad I've given
That's
you a
great
good idea.
Idea.
Get some of those fries, too.
Actually, the French onion soup is freaking ridiculous.
They got a great club sandwich, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, your question. Oh, and they also have clothes. all right, your question. Which character killed Grendel?
I don't even know who that is.
That's the monster that was killed by the answer to the question.
He's like the OG monster, too.
Yeah, he pretty much is.
Grendel's mom.
Beowulf?
Yeah.
Oh,
I never read that one.
No idea.
Grendel's mom. All right, your question. What 1980s TV show starred Bruce Willis and a detective agency?
Moonlighting.
You got it. Nice job, Stace. Good luck finding pants that fit. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RON. I don't care what size. Doesn't matter what size you are. Any size. It's still hard. Look, you think you know your size. You put on a pants, they don't fit.
Really?
Just got to let them stretch out a little bit.
32, 32. You're a skinny dude, right? They're never the same.
See, I disagree. I think with men's clothes, my wife will always say, do you want to try these on? I'm like, no, because with guys, your size is your size. And we don't get the, we want to make you feel better, so we make it. No, that's my freaking size. My wife's like, well, I'm a size this here, I'm a size this there, and I'm a size this there. And I'm like, you physically change your size from store to store?
I've got 34, 35s, and 36. They all fit the same.
Really?
Just different brands.
Yep. I don't know. Mine always, like, I never try on pants now. Unless it's like dress pants.
Yeah, I feel like jeans and shorts, usually the waist is pretty true.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm like, I don't need to try this on. All right. Oh, Jesus. We need a contestant.
I mean, that's how we usually play it.
Yeah, I know. It works much better that way. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Halfway not sober.
Halfway not sober. Okay. All right, Mike, men's room poll. Eat one only for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
I got to have meat, bro. It's got to be bologna.
Bologna. All right.
All right, here's your question. What fast food chain offers the 3-for-5 mix and match, the bourbon barbecue sandwich, and the deluxe burger meal?
Come on, man.
Can't cuss.
Yeah.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
Right, hang on, man. Come on, Ted. I feel like you would be the one with the best guess. All right, so what fast food chain offers the 3-for-5 mix and match, the bourbon barbecue sandwich, and the deluxe burger meal?
Arby's.
It is, in fact, Arby's.
Arby's. Yeah.
I was going to guess Burger King, but yeah, whatever.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Candy, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Candy, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Candy, our men's room poll, eat one only for a month. Are you taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Bologna all the way. I like fried bologna, bologna sandwiches, plain bologna, mold bologna, everything.
Okay, Bubba, dial it back.
Candy, do you have any bologna right now at home?
No, actually, I do not.
Okay, have you ever tried Mexican bologna?
No, I have not.
Okay. Just I'm curious. You seem like a bologna connoisseur.
I know. I should have.
Try some Mexican bologna. Let us know what you think.
I will.
All right. We appreciate that. All right. Here is your question. Vanderbilt was the first university to field a men's team in what sport?
Lacrosse.
Vanderbilt. Say that again.
Vanderbilt was the first university to field a men's team in what sport?
I'll say football.
Baseball?
Nope. Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
And it's kind of weird to be the first, like, hey, we have a basketball team.
Yeah.
Who do you play if you're the only one that has, you know what I mean? Like, dude, we put together a basketball team. You go, cool. We can't play you. We don't have a team.
I would imagine it was more of like a club sport or something, and they were the first
take
one to
on
be
clubs.
Like, right, they were probably the first one to be like, all right, this is our university team.
Okay. Because
that's
thinking,
what I'm like, guessing.
That has to be it. I mean, because otherwise you field a team, and it's like, well, no one has a team. What do you do now? So, yeah, the club team thing makes sense. All right there, Candy. In which U.S. state does the Rio Grande River begin?
Colorado?
Got it.
Boom.
Nice job, Candy. Very good.
Big brain on the candy machine.
Eat your bologna. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
I was excited about that bologna. Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to sort of rattle it off every way to eat it. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Betolas.
Hola. Ken, are you sober or not sober?
Still in the meat juices, man. I've been smoking Highway 7 ditch weed.
Okay. All right, Ken.
Highway 7 ditch weed?
Highway 7 ditch weed, man. It's what we call our stuff in Missouri.
Oh, you're in Missouri?
Oh.
Yeah, we got this road that you take down to Warsaw. And in the old days, everybody used to throw the seeds out the window. And when we were hard up for weed, we used to come down there and pick up some weed, and we would be good.
Is weed not legal in Missouri?
It is totally legal.
Oh, it's totally legal. All right.
Yeah, passed, right?
Yeah, it did just pass.
Dude,
yeah,
man.
Did you learn that on Sunday, Mike?
Hey, Ken, we used to have a water treatment plant in our neighborhood. It was fenced in, and it was barbed wire around it, so nobody messed with the water. But when you looked around the perimeter of that water treatment, because it was basically built like a pool, there were zucchini, there were tomato plants, there were what looked like hemp or weed plants growing around it. I mean, if it comes through the water, it would start growing on the perimeter of the water treatment plant. It looked like a garden going all the way around the perimeter.
My buddy, back when we lived in Baltimore, his wife didn't know that he smoked weed, so he's trying to keep it on the DL all the time. But back then, before it was legal, you got all that seedy crap.
Big dummy.
So he would throw seeds in the backyard. But it started growing through the sidewall cracks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't think my wife knows what it is, ma'am. But I don't want to get rid of it because like I'm growing weed. He didn't mean to. But yeah. I was like, so he grew some good stuff.
All right, Ken, you're going to eat one only for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Top ramen, definitely.
Top ramen it is. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Ken, your question. Rocky and Bullwinkle live where?
Rocky and Bullwinkle lived on Captain Kangaroo Show.
Was it something Woods?
No.
Frostbite Falls.
Frostbite Falls, okay.
Ken's having a good time over there.
We're smoking that ditch weed, brother.
Sorry, he's in Missouri getting high.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ken, is that hurricane supposed to come your way?
We're going to get some rain from it, yeah.
Yeah, I figure so.
Yeah, quite a bit, I guess. Maybe up to 2.5, 3 inches, maybe.
Damn. So like a girl.
Yeah, man.
All right, your question, what kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict?
Barbecue sauce.
Eggs Benedict breakfast food, Ken.
Okay, I know. We put barbecue sauce in every damn thing. I don't know. I really don't know.
Hollandaise
sauce.
It's not a bad idea.
You've never had Eggs Benedict?
Hell no.
Okay.
He's in Missouri.
All right.
Hey, I'm from Missouri, dude. You gotta understand that. I hear Ted talking about Missouri all the time, putting us down. Well, we're really not down, man. We're good hill folk.
All right. Now, listen. I think St. Louis is not the greatest place in the world. That's I have bad, not man. Been to other parts of Missouri. I've only been to St. Louis. Right.
Yeah. The hot spots like Jefferson City.
I'm from about 29 miles south and west of Kansas City.
All right.
About 29. See, about 30, yeah. We believe. 29, you are 29
and
miles
Ken,
away.
What was the original station that you checked out the show on? What was that station again?
TISW. It was, what the heck was that? KQRC.
Okay, that's
KQRC.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
It was a rock station in there.
They have their Johnny Dare show.
That's right. Yeah, he was on the morning.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He has adult toys prices right on there.
Okay.
All right, Ken, your question. Guitarist Eric Clapton and the considerably less racist Jeff Beck both played in what band?
Dang, I knew that one. My mind's kind of foggy. Well, I would say...
Is your mind kind of foggy?
Yes, it is. I'll say...
Jimmy Page was also in the band.
Oh, that's right.
The Yardbirds.
There you go. Oh,
yeah, nice that's job. Indeed.
All right. More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 20 greatest American dishes of all times. And it's coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Wade, are you sober or not sober?
Come on, Miles. How long have you known me?
All right.
Yeah, I'm sitting here on the shores of the Squally River with a fishing pole and a bottle of vodka. So.
Oh, good for you, man. Sounds like a good afternoon. All right, Wade. Eat one only for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
All right, I'm going to just put this out there. My last name is Campbell, and I'm going to go for Campbell's soup just for the variety so I can switch things up for a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I did not realize the variety of the Campbell's soup world until Mike and Ted explained to me. I've been missing everything.
The Chunky Family.
The Chunky Family. Chunky's where it's at.
All of it.
What? Chunky Family. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Chunky.
The Chunky Family of soups.
And don't take this wrong, Wade. We're talking about the Chunky Campbell's. All right.
The potato and bacon and just, like, all of it. Yeah, that's all good.
That does sound good, man. Potato and bacon.
I also have a bean and bacon.
Yeah,
what kind of beans? It's light bean.
All right.
Navy bean and bacon.
Yeah.
Put it in my belly.
All right, Wade, here is your question. What animated TV show, debuting in 1993, featured characters that repeatedly said, "Hello, nurse"?
Hello, nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ew. Probably not Simpsons. Yeah, I got no idea.
Brendan Stimpy?
That's not a bad guess. The Animaniacs.
Animaniacs, all right. Mm-hmm.
Underrated cartoon.
I'm not feeling too smart today, so keep it coming.
Don't worry, Wade. We have no expectation. All right. Multiple choice question for you. According to the Harry Potter books, the entrance to which house is hidden behind a painting of, quote, the Fat Lady? Slytherin, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, or Gryffindor?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say Gryffindor? I don't know.
Got it.
Act like you don't know. You nerd. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 round.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola. Rebus, are you sober or not sober?
Team always sober with me.
All right, Rebus. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, eat one only for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
I'm going with the soup. I realized I was an old man once I started getting excited about soup.
Yeah, that is one of the first signs.
I love soup.
Yes!
I just don't buy Campbell's soup. I don't, I make my own soup.
But I make my own, but but if I had to go with anything, it would either be that or top ramen, because that's kind of a soup.
All right, Rebus, if you're going to make the men's room's coming over, you say you make soup, what is your go-to soup? What's the one that's going to blow us away?
Cream of mushroom, actually.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I did it the other day, and I got a 14-year-old who's never had it in his life, and he wanted two bowls, and he was like, "This is phenomenal, Dad!" Just by smelling it when he walked into the room.
So. Okay, nice. So he wasn't like against it as you explained what it was.
No, and he's not a mushroom kid either. He just thought it smelled really good, and I just made it from scratch, just, you know, without even a recipe. I just like, okay, this sounds good. And I just started mixing stuff, and it turned out fantastic.
Awesome. I'll be honest with that.
I'll never be able to duplicate it.
I enjoy making soups.
Mm, me too.
I do. Because it's not that there's nothing to it, but just like you said, Rebus, it's kind of, there's no recipe. You just kind of go like, I like these things.
I have this.
I'm going to put it with this stock, and we're going to see what happens. And most of the time, it turns out all right.
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. Kerry Strug was a U.S. Olympian in what sport?
Gymnastics.
One and done.
Nice on job, the soup making Rebus. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let's ask you a 50-50 question here. Okay, we've heard of the mountain K2, correct?
Yes.
True or false, there is a K1.
False.
It's true.
There is a K1.
Where's K1?
Same region of what, Pakistan?
I believe it because it's the Khartoum Mountains, I believe. So, Khartoum spelled with a K, hence K, blah, blah, blah. I want to say it might go up to like even K9, but, or maybe I'm just thinking K9. At least up to K5, now that I say it out loud. But yeah, there is a K1, believe it or not.
Yes. So, what,
Man, I lost him. I always thought K2 was the one in Alaska. That's McKinley.
That's McKinley.
But now they changed it back, right?
To
Denali.
Denali. Denali, yes.
All right, so I always thought Denali was in Asia, and K2 was another name for
Denali. Okay, I got you. Yeah, yeah, so K2 is the one like in Pakistan.
Yeah,
I believe a Pakistani-controlled region. But yeah, there's a couple of Ks out there. And then there's Special K, has a big helmet on top. Hello, Max. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Max, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm working.
All right, Max, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, eat only one for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Definitely Campbell's. Gotta love the chunky stuff.
Does anyone eat a soup that's not Campbell's? I know Progresso is out there, yeah, but like everyone that we've talked to today that's picked soup, it's specifically Campbell's.
Well, when I was a kid, back to what Ted was saying about the French onion soup, Lipton had a 4-pack of chicken noodle soup. Now, you want to talk about salty. That stuff is salty.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the noodles were thinner and different, but we used to eat that. That was the primary soup growing up.
Yeah. Ironically, thrilled. The only soup I have in my pantry right now is Progressive.
Ah!
Progresso. Progresso.
You're going to struggle with that the rest of the day.
Yeah. Well, no, it's progressive soup.
It's so very like, progressive.
Yeah, it adds a new ingredient.
Salt.
So that's crazy. So you've been going on about all the Campbell's chunky and all this, but the soup you have right now is not that. It's Progresso.
Right, and they make a half the sodium version of chicken noodle soup.
You know what?
It's such an old man thing to say.
And no, I don't normally care about that kind of thing, but once you realize how much salt is in the soup, it's like,
well, I don't even care about the health of it. You taste it. You taste it.
But like the chunky stuff is great. I don't eat it all the time. So I'm saying, but like October, November, every once in a while after work, I'll be like, you know what? I'm getting some.
And there's nothing wrong with those Progresso soups either. They're
they're delicious. Very, very
good. Am I an old man because we currently have the half the sodium soy sauce?
No.
You can't taste the difference.
I don't even use soy sauce anymore. I use Dr. Bragg's liquid aminos.
You know what, man? I've had those once before. So I was like, that sounds disgusting. And someone gave me like a finger tip worth of it. And I'm like, this is pretty damn good.
And then what's the soy sauce alternative? Or maybe it's like another name for it. It's, I should look
it. It still tastes like it?
Yes.
I think that's what I'm talking about. The liquid aminos. Yeah.
I also do a less salt soy sauce. Can't tell the difference on that. The green.
Yeah. Now. Yeah.
They really can't come up with
tamari. That's tamari. What they call it.
Oh,
tamari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eating low sodium anything is like drinking a Michelob.
I like a Michelob Ultra, though.
We were crushing them at Brett's birthday.
Yeah. All right, Max. Your question, how many stitches are there on an official baseball used in Major League Baseball?
God. Oh, jeez. 46.
I'll say 235.
120.
108. Max, what are adobe bricks made of?
Oh, I should know this.
It's pretty basic material.
It's basically clay, yeah.
I'll give it to you.
All right.
I mean, mud or clay. All right. Mud or clay. So, depending how... Depending what your environment was rich with, so a lot of people, they would use, like, mud, mix some hay in with it, et cetera, et cetera. In places where clay was very prevalent, they would use clay. But, yeah, that's a
change. Big Dummy!
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Good all, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm pretty dang sober for a while.
All right.
I'm gonna with that, you know?
Okay. All right, Nathan, our men's room poll, eat one only for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
So you're saying Chunky is a Campbell's product?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going with that. They got some good stuff. Right.
Yeah. What's your favorite Campbell's Chunky soup?
You know, I'm actually going with, like, the cheddar broccoli, even, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Or they have, like, the good clam chowder, too.
Okay. I'm learning a lot about Campbell's soup today.
Man, I'm telling you, the text lines, I don't know what it is with our listeners, but I got a lot of opinions about soup. None of the negative, but just a lot of info. Someone here says, my mom used to work at the Campbell plant in Everett, and she would tell us the stories of the bugs that they would cook into the soup and told, don't even bother picking them out. Look, there's a lot of food like that. You'd be surprised how many bug pieces you eat in the course of a
you
year.
Eat broccoli cheddar soup?
No, come on, man.
That one I figured, he might actually eat that one.
I mean... if you got the broccoli, okay. The problem is this, even if you pull the broccoli out, the taste of the broccoli still kind of permeates the cheese. How do I know this?
Because I've tried.
See, I would cook it down as much as I could and then put it on top of a baked potato.
You know what? That's not a bad call.
That's not a bad, actually, I think I've done that.
Honestly, Miles, they make bags of broccoli florets already with like a cheddar cheese sauce.
Oh, do that.
Yeah, bake your potatoes. Okay, right, throw those bad boys in there.
All right,
well,
Nathan.
Thanks, guys. I'm hungry now.
I know. It's happening to all of us. Here's a question. What is the capital of Brazil?
Oh, I want to say Rio de Janeiro. Should I overthink it? No.
Is it São Paulo?
No.
Nope.
Now it's Brasilia.
Correct.
Oh, Brasilia. They moved it to the center of the country to encourage people to move from the coast.
I don't get it because I want to live at the capital.
It used to be called São Paulo. Okay.
No, São Paulo is still São Paulo. São Paulo is just not the capital.
Right. It used to be.
Oh, was it São Paulo? Okay.
Was it São Paulo or was it Rio?
Either way, it was on the coast, and then they were like, nobody lives in the middle of the country. Let's move the capital there.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole thing.
Which, to be honest with you, like, I grew up near D.C. Like, I love D.C., but it is kind of weird that, like, we just leave the capital. It's like, well, this is where we first started.
Yep.
Brazil's first capital was Salvador in 1763. Rio did become Brazil's capital and then remained so until 1960, and now it's Brasilia.
All right.
So, just a little behind, but...
Zed, help me out here. Was it that Brazil temporarily moved its capital to Portugal, or Portugal temporarily moved its capital to Brazil? I think Portugal temporarily moved its capital to Brazil during one of the wars. I don't remember which one. All so right. That technically their capital would not be attacked. Right.
Rio de Janeiro in Brazil was the Portuguese capital between 1808 and 1821.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that damn Napoleon.
Mm, yeah. That son of a bitch. All right, your question. In the movie Hangover, what name did Alan use to refer to his circle of friends?
Oh, Wolfpack.
Yeah.
He's got that one. Easy. Easy peasy.
Big W is the game, 206-803 round.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jared, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jared, welcome to Big W. Okay, what are you picking there on our men's room poll? Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
I grew up on bologna sandwiches. I love bologna.
Bologna it is.
When's the last time you had bologna?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, I honestly do not remember last time I had bologna. So are mortadella and bologna the same thing, or is mortadella a type of bologna? Because a lot of people were throwing in mortadella.
Mortadella is like a fancy version of bologna. And okay. It's got like the chunks of fat in it, right?
Because I've had that more recently than I've had straight bologna.
Right, because sometimes you'll see that on like a charcuterie board or something.
Correct. And that is exactly when I had it. All right, your question. What children's book did Forrest Gump keep in his briefcase?
It was a Dr. Seuss book.
It was not Dr. Seuss, but you're tracking. It was definitely a children's book.
I don't know. Cat in the Hat.
Come on, Mike. I'm giving you the best clue I can.
I know. I'm not doing your miming all that well.
Curious George.
Oh,
I thought you were doing a chicken.
George.
I was doing a monkey.
Oh.
How can you not tell the difference?
I knew it was the monkey, but I'm like, what?
And by the way, you might want to check out By Curious George. Oh, much different God. Book.
Also, most people don't know Dick Tracy was the guy in the Man in the Yellow Hat.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in Spanish, Jorge Curioso. Sounds badass, doesn't it? All right, your question. What is most likely to occur when your diaphragm spasms?
Pickups.
Okay. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Where'd you put my beer?
Hola.
Hola.
Does that mean you are not sober, Brad?
Not sober.
Sober or not sober?
Not sober.
I figured if you're looking for your beer, that means you're not sober.
You drinking men's room IPA?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, Brad, eat one for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Top ramen, all day.
Top ramen, is that what you said?
Top ramen, okay.
Yeah, I went to college, like, of course.
Naturally, Miles. I don't even know why you'd ask him.
Come on, Miles.
Brad, for Christ's sake.
I should have figured that out with a beer this early.
Not rich enough for bologna.
All right,
it's happy hour.
Brad, here's your question. The Honda NSX was the first mass-produced car to feature a body made entirely of what?
Plastic.
Aluminum?
Aluminum. Hmm. What was the plastic car? Was it that?
Saturn.
Saturn. Yeah, that's right.
I believe.
Yeah, they were pretty.
Yeah. And that was the thing, because you could, like, my brother got one, and we got to kick it.
They can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And some people, man, I swear to God, I know some people had Saturns for 200,000 miles plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. People swear by them.
Strange, as far as the reliability.
Like, we swear by these. Yeah, we're going to stop making them then.
That's basically what happened.
I guess maybe people stopped buying them, but like the Saturn thing was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was big for a while.
There was like meetups and this and that.
Really? The Saturn folks?
Yeah. And like when my brother bought that car, they did like the whole send off and this and that. Like,
I had one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Went to all the meetups. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I picture you being that guy, Mike.
Had an 03 Ion.
All right, Brad, your question. Who provides the voice for Marge Simpson?
Fran Drescher.
Who?
Fran Drescher.
Oh, Fran.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Marge.
Julie Kavner.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not a big Simpsons person.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right. How many feet long is the bowling lane from the foul line to the head pin?
22.
Is that 90? 90?
60.
60.
No, it's like the pitcher's mound.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that 60 feet to like six inches? Okay, because I debated using that as a clue. That I'm like, man, I think it's just a little farther.
It is. Okay. I mean, that's just such a nerdy thing growing up with a baseball family.
Right. All right, what are the two fruit juices in a cosmopolitan cocktail?
Ooh, lime and cranberry.
Boom, boom.
Got it.
One more.
One more.
One more.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Heather, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Heather, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Heather, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Eat one only for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell soup, or tofu?
Campbell soup, because there's so many options.
Okay, we've heard that a lot today.
We have learned that today.
And we have learned that, yes. All right, Heather, here's your question. Whose hot air balloon reads State Fair Omaha on the outside?
The Omaha State Fair balloon. I don't know.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Goodyear.
The Wizard of Oz.
Goodyear.
Oh!
At the end, when he floats away without Dorothy.
He's from Nebraska.
Uh-huh. Omaha.
Nebraska.
Which is in Nebraska. That is correct.
I got you, man.
Damn.
Wait, it is. My toes.
All right.
No, dude, Omaha.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Fool.
Sorry.
Not in Washington. I'm in Seattle. All right, your question. What organization grew out of the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation?
Dental care. I don't know.
NASA? The Church of Scientology.
Hubbard.
Do you remember the Dianetics thing?
Oh, yeah. L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard.
The science fiction writer?
Yeah. He was a science fiction writer.
Yes, he was. Yes.
That's the thing. Then he's like, ooh, I bet you I can get people to buy into this.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm. And yes, he did.
John Travolta starred.
Boy, that movie.
That's what I hear. I have not seen it, but I hear it's like one of the worst movies
of
all time.
I would say, listen, watch that. Do yourself a favor and watch Battlefield Earth, Battleground, whatever it is, and with John Travolta, and you will understand you've never seen a movie worse than that. No matter how bad the movie is, it is not that bad. It's so bad, it's fantastic.
I've seen a few clips of John Travolta's acting, and it's very John Travolta.
It is. I mean, it is a tour de force of suck. You know what I mean? Like, they almost put in an effort to say, how can we make the biggest steaming pile of S ever? And then they knocked it out of the park. All right. Your question, in what state would you find Delicate Arch? It's even depicted on the state's license plates.
Delicate Arch.
It's close, relatively speaking.
Close. Ohio?
Utah, huh?
Utah.
Yeah, I mean, as close as West Coast could be close.
Sure. Yeah, Ohio's not close at all.
Yeah, give me a nice, there. Easy one.
Heather, you sound like a character that a cartoon character meets on a voyage somewhere, you know?
I've heard that.
You know, that, there it is, right there.
She's the sidekick.
Right, I met her along the way.
I put antifreeze in your drink.
That's why it's so sweet.
She's the Dory to someone's Marlin, yeah, I know.
Basically,
it.
that's the vibe I'm getting here. All right, your question, what gas filled the Hindenburg airship?
It's explosive. I know that.
Yes, it's very explosive.
As is proven.
My gosh.
The first one you run into.
It's the lightest element on the periodic table.
Helium.
Oh.
Hydrogen.
No,
hydrogen.
Nope.
I don't think we'd have a lot of balloons at kids' parties if helium was as explosive as hydrogen.
Not when you light candles.
That would be cool, though.
Oh, so close. I knew it exploded.
Question 5. Antifreeze. Just give me 10 minutes here and you're going to drop over.
Where's that life insurance policy? All right, Heather, your question. Karate, taekwondo, judo, or Muay Thai? Which was the first martial art to use the colored belts to signify rank?
Taekwondo.
Karate?
No.
Judo.
I
judo.
I'm here. Karate.
All right.
Dang.
Question 6.
Oh.
Question number 6. Actually, oddly enough, Miles talked about this extensively just yesterday. What Pacific atoll was the site of nuclear tests between 1946 and 1958?
Oh, my gosh.
Pacific what?
What Pacific atoll?
What's an atoll?
Island. Like a teeny tiny island.
What's an atoll?
It's just like a small island. Yeah. So what we did, we were testing atomic and nuclear bombs. We would drop it on these teeny tiny islands.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny island.
Hawaii? Is it American island?
No, we did not drop bombs on Hawaii.
Let's check this out.
I don't know. You said an island. I'm thinking America.
It would be Bikini Atoll. Bikini Atoll. Okay. But no, they did not drop it. Let's test it on Hawaii. Boom. See what they think. Oh, yeah, it works.
You guys okay?
They're angry.
Well, maybe it's something I didn't hear about.
Do you feel irradiated?
All right, are your gums bleeding? All right. Your question, which planet is named after the god of the sky?
Oh, my gosh. These are hard. God of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
When in doubt. If you don't know, what's a funny one to name?
Uranus.
Bam. All right. There you go.
Uranus is the god of the sky.
Hey, Chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 20 greatest American dishes of all times. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.